This is from Thelma the Unicorn by Aaron Blaby. She took that simple carrot and she tied it to her nose.
I'll say that I'm a unicorn. It might just work. Who knows?
Well, as she did, a truck drove by. The driver rubbed his eyes.
Good grief! Is that a unicorn? He shrieked in great surprise.
As Thelma watched the swerving truck, it very nearly hit her. Would you believe that truck was filled with nice pink paint and glitter?
This is from Clothes, Music, Boys, a memoir by Viv Albertine. I wish I could get up off the sofa. Wish I could smile and laugh. I can't remember the last time I laughed. I wish I could think of one thing in the world that interested me apart from my daughter. I'll spend today trying to think of something that makes me a tiny bit excited. I look at the lampshade for a couple of hours. I like looking at the lampshade. It's neutral, has no feelings, no agenda. There's nothing about the lampshade that upsets or frightens me. That's also why I think about the female gardener on TV, Charlie Dimmock. I don't wonder about her. I just picture her. She's neutral too. This is from What a Woman by Paul Jennings. Sally was very small for her age. She just didn't seem to have the strength to keep up. She tried especially hard in the shot put, but in the end she came last in every event, trailing in behind the boys. "Don't worry about it," said Mr. Ricketts with a smile. "You're better at other things. It's just bad luck that there are no other girls for you to compete against." "Bad luck," said Sally. "It sure is." On the way home in the bus, it was the same as usual. "Last in the shot put," yelled Jared Olson. "Last in the long jump," hooted Graham Arndt. "Last in the high jump," smirked Daniel Bassett. "Last in the marathon," said Richard Flute. Then the boys all took a deep breath and shouted out together, "What a woman!" It made Sally so mad. The way they said the word woman, as if there was something wrong with it. Sally could feel tears pricking at the back of her eyes. She had to hold them back. She couldn't let the boys see her cry. They would never let her forget it. This is from Homecoming by Cynthia Voigt. Somebody, a man she guessed, from his pants legs and loafers, sat down at the other end of her bench. His pants legs were wet, as if he had been walking for a long time. They clung against his calves. Dicey didn't move. But the sob moved. It swelled up and broke through her clenched teeth. Dicey's panicked eyes moved to the face of the person beside her. He had turned to look at her. He was young. He wore a yellow raincoat and his hands were jammed into the pockets. In the dim light, his eyes were dark and serious. His hair was plastered down over his forehead.